The year's best planet conjunction is still underway. Sure, it may be more mind-stretching to explore antimatter or the non-reality of time, but sometimes the actual sky is so compelling we're forced to simply focus on what's over our heads. The action stays glued to the morning sky. We're talking 6 to 6:45 a.m. Normally, planet conjunctions happen for 1 or 2 days and then the heavens move on. Not now. This bright, in-your-face planet conjunction keeps lighting up the pre-dawn theater like a hit Broadway play. Mercury has been putting on its best show of 2015, and the next few mornings marks its conclusion. To see this tiny, char-broiled world, you need a clear view nearly all the way down to the eastern horizon at 6:45. If you have that, then the lowest bright star is Mercury. But let's assume you're not perched on a ridge or in a meadow. Then forget Mercury and focus on the other three planets because they are all pretty high up, meaning about a third of the way up the sky, not challenging at all, unless you're surrounded by towering trees. For that main action, you should look between 6 and 6:30. And they're not particularly low. Two luminous stars grab your attention, the brightest in the heavens. The most brilliant is our sister world, Venus. The other is giant Jupiter. They'll be splendidly close together the next several mornings. Just below them, look for a much less brilliant orange star, and this is Mars. It looks downright dim compared to those others. Mars is in the spotlight these days, thanks to the hit Matt Damon movie. And there it is in reality, rather than fiction. The ancient Greeks or the Maya all would have made this topic A at the office water cooler. It would be a shame not to simply look out your window at 6:30 in the direction of the impending sunrise. For a strange universe, I'm Bob Berman.